so loved, like past tense, so loved, like command. We're going to talk about that God loves us so much that we need to love back. And when I was thinking about this lesson, and it's about, you know, okay, what have you been learning recently? And I think this really stood out to me. I've been learning about, you know, we need to love. And it's appropriate because most of our message on Sundays have been about loving. And I think, you know, it just so happened, well, that's also what I'm learning. So we're going to talk about loving people even more today.
Amen.
So 1 John chapter 4 in verse 7. Yes. This is the first letter of John.
Not John the Gospel.
No, that was just John the Gospel.
Okay, we got it.
First John. Chapter 7. Chapter 4. Verse 7. Verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Now, I love this passage because it talks about this whole cycle of if you truly know God, you will love people. That's inevitable. If you truly know God and who he is, and you understand how much he loves you, you will share it to others. You know, I think for me, the problem is, recently, I've been struggling loving people. And I think I find that out because I get irritated by people who do not follow what I think they're supposed to do so easily. And it's so tough to love people when I forget how much God has loved me. You know, that he actually willingly died for me. And I think this is John's message here. We ought to know how much God loved us first before we actually come around and share that love. And I think that's a challenge for me, and that's probably the challenge for all of us, to deepen our understanding of God's love. And when we don't know how much really God has poured in us, how much blessings he has given us, how much sacrifice he willingly gave us, then we don't really appreciate that love. You know, think of it, you know, sometimes, you know, I came across people who don't accept God's love, and sometimes I can't really comprehend that. Like, it's free love. What do you mean you don't want it? You know, like, it's an amazing love. What do you mean you don't want to know about it? Or sometimes even as, you know, as I talk to some disciples, sometimes they don't fully believe that they are loved by God. You know, they think, I'm unlovable. You know, how can God actually love me? I am broken. How can I be loved by anyone? And sometimes, even maybe not intentionally, we refuse God's love. And I think that's when it's hard for us to love others, because we don't, you know, we don't have enough love in our life to share. You know, so recently I've been learning this. Man, like, am I really refusing God's love? And sometimes I think of God's love as, in other cultures, if you were offered food, if you go to someone's house, you're offered food, it's a disrespect to turn it down. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you ever ask me to go to your house, I will never turn down anything. Ask Anna. But now, do you think of that with God? God offered his love for us, and who are we to turn it down? He did the hard part. He sent his son to die for us. It's such a disrespect to him to turn it down. Why would, do you know how much I did to offer you this love? Do you know how much I sacrificed for you to understand this love? Why will you turn it down? In John 17, I love the passage when Jesus was praying and he's talking about his relationship with God. And he says, before the creation of the world, you loved me. Before the universe was conceived, there was God, it was Jesus, and love. And love transcends even our own mind. We can't comprehend what the fullness of God's love. It's beyond time and space. And yet God willingly offered it to us. That's how amazing it is. Our mind only is very limited. It's finite. It can only think, at least my limited imagination. I'm limited by time and space. That's, sometimes very short time, very short space. But for God to offer his unlimited love to us, he says, here it is, everything that I have. And it describes here that God loved us so much. Not just, he loved us so and so. He loved us mediocre amount. He says, God loved us so much. That's how much God loved us. In John 3:16, that's what it says as well. And John here is trying to make us realize that this is the root of everything. If we don't understand this, you cannot have a full faith. You cannot have compassion. You cannot have patience. You cannot have anything if we don't fully grasp how much God loves us. And I think the problems with everything that's going on, when we get depressed, when we're annoyed with our spouse, when, we're having all sorts of trouble, it's because we don't fully grasp, or maybe we've forgotten how much God has loved us. Because that alone should be enough. Now, have you ever caught yourself in one of those moments where, you've had a tough day? It's like, oh, I just want this day to be done. And then you, finally finish work. At least I still have God. The more I think about it, there's something wrong with that thinking. There's something wrong with that statement. Now, if you have millions of pounds and you lost a penny, you're not going to say, oh, at least I still have a million pounds. That would be nothing. Because we don't understand how much God loves us. That's why we let all these... I'm not saying the troubles of your life is insignificant, but compared to how much God has blessed us, compared to how much God has loved us, should be insignificant. That's what Paul said in his letter. Everything that I've done, it's rubbish. It's a pile of manure. It's sewer water. That's what he's saying. Whatever I've accomplished, it's nothing. Because I understand who God is. Because I understand Christ's love. And I think with us, we often forget how much God has poured in us. So, John, in the gospel, He said, God loved us so much. And then, you know what? I don't think these people actually remember it. Let me write them a letter to remind them how much God loved us so much. We are so loved. You know, there's an abundant love from God that is being poured in us. And we ought to remember that. And then he says here, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. Now, understanding God's love is really the way we're going to persevere through our faith. It's going to be the way that we actually live our lives as his disciples, as followers of Jesus, only through understanding God's love. Then he says in verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You know, it should be a result, understanding. You know, sometimes we have problem loving people. At least I do. I don't know about you. It should be a byproduct. It should be a result of understanding God's love. Recently, I've been finding myself irritated with people that's just hard to love. You know, some people that I'm trying to help become a Christian, some people I'm trying to help stay as a Christian, some of our neighbors, we have these neighbors, they've been so annoying. We've had this Bible discussion, and we were so fired up because that's the most we've had so far. You know, we had Gene and Fabian's neighbors there, we had Rachel's colleagues there, we had an amazing Bible discussion, we had an amazing food, and then they were leaving, and they were closing the door pretty hard. And he just came downstairs and yelled at them, stop slamming the door! It's shaking the whole flat! I was like, dude, calm down. He has some social challenges. But, you know, so I was like, you know what? I'll let it be. Then I started, you know, I bought this amazing smoker to... barbecue, like a real state-sized barbecue. You know, started smoking some meat, and I don't know if... Start barbecuing. No. We have a garden. And it takes about 8 hours to properly barbecue. Real barbecue, not grilling that you guys do here in the UK. Real barbecue, they understand what it is. It takes time. And the smoke is going up, the smell of sweet meat is spreading all over our flat. And here he comes, going down the stairs, knock on my door. Like, how long will you do that barbecue? Well, it's only been 3 hours. It has 5 more hours. I don't think it's appropriate to do barbecue, especially, you know, it's a small flat. So I try to be a Christian, so I try to be nice to him. It's like, you know what? I'll do it less often. And then he tried to bargain. What about, you know, maybe not do it, because, you know, like, I don't even think it's allowed here. So I was like, nah, I'll still do it. I'll do it less often, but I'm not going to stop doing it. But at that time, I'm like, I just want to slam the door in his face so that he can yell, stop slamming the door! But we have those times when it's just difficult to love people. What's wrong with you? You know, like, get out of my face. And we were having a Bible discussion. Oh no, we weren't having a Bible discussion. We were having football party, football watch party. And Rachel asked me, did you invite them? And I was like, I didn't. I don't want to.
Struggling.
I was like, I don't want them here. I don't want them to taste the great food that I just cooked that they complained about. You know, at that moment, I was not understanding God's love. I just imagine how frustrated God was with me during the times I was actually rebelling against him. When I was complaining in his face, when I was yelling in his face, don't slam the door. You know, I think we need to understand God's love for us to give. You know, another thing, like, Rachel has this colleague who actually was at the Wellington Country Park, and he had a great time, and he also came to our Bible discussion. So I was trying to reach out to him, and he likes to play basketball. I like to play basketball, and he said, "Oh, you know, I play basketball on Sundays, and at this time at 6, usually Rachel and I hang out with different people after church on Sundays, but this time we made sure we don't hang out with people so that we can rush back home so I can hang out with this guy." So I went to the leisure center that he said they meet, and I was texting him, you know, "Dude, it's 6, where are you?" No response. I waited for about half an hour. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go home. I got home. An hour later, he texted me, "Oh, it's canceled." I'm like, "I want to choke you. Do you realize I waited for you and canceled all my plans so I can hang out with you?" And at that moment, I'm like, I should just give up on this guy. There's no point persevering with this guy. Like, he doesn't deserve to be reached out to. That was in my heart. Like, you know, what would it be if he becomes a disciple? Unreliable disciple? No, he doesn't deserve the kingdom of God. I don't want to reach out to him. But that's how I was feeling. I'm like, why? And at that moment, I don't understand God's love for me. That's why I was feeling like that. First Thessalonians, the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, to the church in Thessalonica, I, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the... Thank you. In verse 3, it says, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, it's funny, when we read Acts 17, what stood out to us is the Bereans. Oh, well, how did Luke described the Bereans in Acts chapter 17. Yeah, they were of noble character, unlike those fools in Thessalonica. But here, when Paul wrote to them, he says, "I've heard about your faith." You know, they were going through such persecution that Paul and Silas had to leave Thessalonica, but they loved them so much that, you know what? I want to write to them because they were so dear to me. Like, I've heard what's going on. It's so amazing. And he's saying, this is what's been happening. You know, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I don't think the work that I'm doing recently has been produced by faith. I don't think the love that I want to give or the labor that I want to give has been produced by love. Or I don't, you know, I was telling Fabian yesterday, we were having lunch, I'm not sure I'm very inspired right now. You know, like, I'm having a hard time having a vision for Oxford. I'm not sure I'm truly inspired, maybe because I don't have that hope that the Thessalonians have. So I think for me, man, like, I need to understand this so deeply. You know, it's interesting here. It says, Since God so loved us, this is back in 1 John chapter 4, we also ought to love one another. Yeah. He says, because God loved you so much, you have to love people the same way. That's a difficult thing. Joel and I play this game of horse. It's a basketball game. It's, you know, basically, you do trick shots, you know. And, you know, you'll try to come up with the most difficult shots you have. And if you make it, the other person has to copy your shot. And every time he does a trick shot and makes it, and you try to copy it and you don't make it, you get one of the letters of the word horse. You know, H-O-R-S-E. And if you completed the horse, then you lose. And I used to play a lot, you know, with my friends in the States. They were way taller than me. I guess that's not so hard. But the rule for me is no dunking. You know, I got hops, but, you know, still vertically challenged. So I can't dunk. So no dunking, you know, like, because that would be impossible. And I feel like this is for me with God when he asked me to love people the same way he loves. Wow. Like, that's impossible. What do you mean I gotta love you the way you love me? Like, I can't do that. That seems so impossible. It's unreachable. But really, if we understand how much God loves us, it shouldn't be impossible. It's not impossible. No, we could have that work produced by faith, that labor prompted by love, that, you know, that endurance inspired by hope in Christ Jesus. Only if we truly understand God's love. Wow. That's pretty much what I have. So I just want to encourage you tonight. Now let's understand the depth of God's love for us so that we can share it to other people. Thank you very much.